Okay, I want to welcome everybody. And this is very, very special. Our special from Eretz Yisrael, Ricky Rabinowitz. We appreciate you being here with us, always in Eretz Yisrael, but to be able to do this at a time where everybody's hearts and neshamas are opened, it's so much appreciated. And I want to welcome everybody to the Chizuk Mission. Many of you are a part of this for many, many moons. But those of you that are coming on for the first time, the Chizuk Mission is a unique, it's a unique, not experience, but it's a unique connection to our neshamas, to each other, to Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, it's growing in leaps and bounds. And the more that we have these opportunities to be able to connect to each other, I think it's bringing tremendous nachas to Hashem. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce our dear Aviva, who is going to lead our special sponsors. Thank you, everybody, for being here today.
Thank you, everyone. And I just want to thank our two sponsors who made this class possible, and they sponsored it for amazing zchus for shidduchim for Chagit Bas Leah Emmy Moshe Bas Ben Leah Emmy Daniel Ben Leah Emmy Shlomo Ben Golda Bella Moshe Ben Golda Bella David Ben Golda Bella Daniela Malka Bas Reza Chedva, Moshe Ben Rezel Chedva, Yishai Shraga Ben Aviva, Zera Shel Kayema, Rachel Bas Shira Aviva, Yaakov Chaim Ben Miriam, and Leilu Nishmas Moshe Ben Chaim Natan and Shandel Bas Hoshea Mordechai. Thank you so much for sponsoring. It should be such a success for everybody. And it's incredible to be here right before Rosh Hashanah and hear from Ricky. We don't often get to hear her on Zoom. This is becoming like an annual thing, and we're so excited about it. So let's get started.
Okay. I'm saying good morning to all of you and good evening to myself. I don't know if anyone else here is in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody here is in America. I'm not sure who's in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, good. So we're all in that boat. It's a good boat to be in. We're where we belong. Oh, hi. Okay. It's nice to say hi to people who are here and hi to people who are far. It's always nice to be together. I think the Chizuk Mission's work is incredible, honestly. I've been part of it on and off as time goes by, every now and then, but I just keep hearing about it and I hear about it from people, and people stop me and they say, "Oh, I know you. You spoke at the Chizuk Mission when I was in Israel." Yeah, so it's really nice to be part of something which is so all-encompassing. So I was given a challenge and told to speak something about Elul and Rosh Hashanah, and now I'm hearing from your wonderful directors that you just had a big one yesterday in person, and up against whatever else was spoken about. But you know what? The real question is the question of what do we want from all this? And this is the place I want to start. And regardless of what you heard, and regardless of how many more shiurim you're going to hear, and I hope it'll be very many, question that we have about Elul is, what's it all about? And the reason I'm saying it like that is because I was brought up in a certain hashkafa that even the fish in the sea are trembling because it's Elul. The fish are tittering because it's Elul. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they have that famous video of the Rosh Yeshiva clapping on the bima and saying Elul, and it's supposed to shake you to the bottom of your socks. But it's not what's happening anymore. Times have shifted, and if we don't tune into the shifting times, we're not present. And I want to talk about the present for a moment, because what I see now when I walk out, what I see now in the advertisements in the papers, is the Slichus concerts. Slichus starts Matzah Shabbos. Who are you going to hear, and which instruments will they be playing? And I'm saying it a little bit cynically, but at the same time, it is a sign of our times. We have moved away from the place of fear, trepidation, and we've moved into the place of simcha. We've moved into the place of almost moving. Like I remember last year when I spoke in Elul, I was comparing the two different slichas, the slichas of the Ashkenazim and the slichas of the Sfardim. You've all seen the videos at the Kotel HaMaarav of the singing, Chatanu, singing. We have sinned before you, Hashem. What is in fact the appropriate emotion for Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Shofar, Elul, across the board? And this is a question I'm asking at the beginning, but I'm only going to address it later on. When we look at the davening of Rosh Hashanah, when we look at the Kriyas Torah and the Haftorahs of Rosh Hashanah, you find something very interesting. Women play a very significant role. Whether we start with the first day of Rosh Hashanah, where we're talking about Vashem Pokades Sarah, remembering Sarah to give her a child. What does it mean, Vashem Pokades Sarah? What does it mean, Zichronos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered? What are we talking about? Then we have the Haftorah, where we have Chana. But Tispalel Chana, Chana's davening for a child. Chana doesn't have children. Wait, mother, child, mother, child. This is a theme that's running through. We see that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We continue in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And in the Haftorah, who do we have? Rachel Mavaka Alvanea. We have Rachel Imenu. Kever Rachel, the place to go to daven, the place where the Shechina is, the place where we can go and connect. Rachel Mavaka Alvanea. Rachel's crying. For what? For her children. May Anna lehinachem. She doesn't get comforted. Al banei ki enenu. We today, Rachel's crying for us. She's not crying for Yosef and Binyamin, for her children. She's crying for all of Klal Yisrael. Interesting point, as I'm saying this all, is that really there is not a Hebrew word for the history of Klal Yisrael. You know that there's no Hebrew word for history? Well, we say historia. I remember in high school we had historia class. It wasn't one of my favorites. But historia is not a real Hebrew word. Historia is really a play on words with the English word history, like you do that in all the any word you can't read in Hebrew here in Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's really an English word that they Hebraized, and it's history. But we don't have a word for history. Why not? Why don't we have a word for history? And the answer is because we don't have history. We have something else. We have memory. Memory is zikaron. Lizkor, to remember something, is different than history. History is something that happened a long time ago. A memory that I have is part of me because I am a compilation of my memories. I am a compilation of everything that happened to me in my life. So that word, zikaron, the word toldos is a different story. Toldos, if you look at that first Rashi in toldos, I didn't see who wrote that message. I'm sorry, I'm not talking to you by name. But if you look at that first Rashi, what does it mean, toldos? We'll talk about toldos if you want to talk about toldos, but zichronos is what we talk about on Rosh Hashanah. We talk about zecher, a memory. Interesting, you know, history is his story. Memory starts with me. Okay, but memory starts with me isn't just a cute saying. What really is happening over here, as we're talking about Sarah and we're talking about Rachel and we're talking about Hannah, is we're connecting to the parts of us that come from and connect to where we're coming from. This is a very big idea. And it's a big idea because, you know, the question of our identity, who am I? There's a big movement out there. Everyone wants to know, like, who am I? And you see the teenagers, you talk to them and they say, well, they're trying to find themselves. What are you trying to find yourself? Who are you? It's a funny statement because who are you doesn't just mean what is your name and what is your address. Who are you means what is your essence? What do you want? To what do you aspire? What is your passion? What is your belief? And that's what we do. Comes Elul, and we start talking about that. Instead of talking about in our davening, talking about the potency of the day, the heaviness of the day, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting in din, we say something else. We say HaMelech Basadeh, the king is in the field, the king is accessible to us. Achas Sha'alti Me'es Hashem Osa Avakesh. What do we say in L'David Hashem Ori? The entire Elul, all the way through the Yomim Noraim, we're going to say L'David Hashem Ori. What are we saying? We're saying, Achashal, do you want to know who I am? I have an aspiration. I have a desire. I have a want. I have a passion. You know what my passion is? My passion is to make my life in this world meaningful. How do I make my life in this world meaningful? No, not by making millions and billions and trillions of dollars. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei. I go back to creation and I say, God, why did you create people? What for? And the Malachim asked that question when Hashem said he's going to create man. The Malachim asked the question and they said, Ma enosh kisis kerenu ben adam kisif kedenu. What do you want people for? People just mess things up. I've noticed, I was just having a conversation with someone on the phone. We were talking about something that had happened, and she says, oh, well, that's what Hashem wanted. You know, there's a tendency to do that. Instead of saying, I need to take responsibility for what just happened, I say, well, if the outcome was A, B, and C, that's what Hashem wanted. Yeah, but Hashem has many ways to make what he wants happen. How come you were part of it? What was your role? And what came out of it in relation to Hashem? So why am I going off on this tangent when I'm talking about Sarah and Chana and Rachel? Sarah and Chana and Rachel all lived lives in which they felt on some level unfulfilled, right? And therefore, they davened and they davened and they davened. We learned Hilchos Tefillah from Chana. We learned from Sarah Imenu that you never give up hope. That no matter how many years have passed, no matter how old Sarah is, no matter what's going on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do a nace. These are our role models. And the reason they're our role models are not because each one of them ended up getting what they wanted. On the contrary, the reason they're our role models is because they never stopped connecting. They never stopped saying, I know where it all comes from. They never gave up knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. That's the theme of Zichronos. A zikaron, a memory, is to be able to go back into the past and to say, who are our role models? Where do we get it from? And strangely enough, the davening on Rosh Hashanah, the Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Hashanah, that's what it's talking about. Vashem pakad Sarah kasher amar. Vayas Hashem l'Sarah kasher diber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Sarah exactly what he said was going to happen. She's going to have a child. And when we finish reading about Sarah and we finish reading about that birth, we move on and we say, Vayhi ish echad min ha-ramasayim tzofim. We get into the Haftorah and we come to Elkanah and we come to Chana. But in between, we encounter somebody else. Another woman. It's interesting, but though, that the women play such a role. I was reading a beautiful speech from Rav Shimon Schwab from Kal HaDas Yeshurun from Washington Heights. There's a small book. It's called Selected Speeches from Rav Shimon Schwab. And he writes over there, he's got a beautiful piece on the women that we speak about on Rosh Hashanah. And in that piece, he points out a couple of very interesting points that I want to just touch on. One of them is Hagar. In the story of Sarah, we encounter Hagar HaMitzris. Who is Hagar? Hagar was the other wife of Avram Avinu, who Avram took because Sarah didn't have children, who was the mother of Yishmael, who is the father of we know exactly who, because that's what we're living with. And that's what we're struggling with. And that is what the pain from Klal Yisrael comes from. Why on Rosh Hashanah, on the day that we're standing before Hashem, where we're going into a mode of Zichronos, we're going and we're attaching back, we're connecting back to where we're coming from. Who wants to read about Hagar and Yishmael? We're reading about Ishmael. We're reading about the same Ishmael that shot up that bus, the 62 bus in Summit Ramot at the Ramot Junction. Who wants to read about that on Rosh Hashanah? Adarabba, the only thing we want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu is get rid of him. We don't want to read about how Hashem answers him and how Hashem provides for him. Who was Hagar? Hagar was an Egyptian princess. She was the top of the Egyptians, the top person of the Egyptians. Davened. What did she daven for? She throws her son behind the bushes and she says, Va'al ere. I don't want to see when my son dies. Not keep him alive. Me. I'm busy with me. I'm busy with how does this feel to me? She's the antithesis of the tefillah of Chana, where Chana says to Hashem, give me a child and the child will be yours. She finally gets a child and she brings Shmuel Hanavi. She brings Shmuel, little baby Shmuel. As soon as he's weaned, she brings him to the Mishkan. What a contrast. Not, I want a child so I can dress him in the right clothes, so I can take him for a walk outside in the bugaboo, so I can have everybody say, oh, he's so cute. Isn't that beautiful? He looks like you. He looks like your husband. He lo No. She says, I want a child for Hashem. What does Hagar say? Hagar says, I don't want to see him die. I need to take care of me first. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Vayishma Hashem l'kol hanar ba'asher hu sham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the same Kriyas HaTorah about Sarah, the same Hashem listens to Yishmael ba'asher hu sham, not to Hagar, but to Yishmael. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a person, but asher husham, where he's at that point, Ishmael wasn't chayav anything yet. But what does that mean? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus? Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu have rachmanus? Hashem, kel, rachum v'chanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus? Who has rachmanus? How come rachmanus becomes part of the picture on a Yom HaDin? Is Rachmanus and Din connected at all? And here's where we get to the crux of understanding the multifaceted emotions that come with a Rosh Hashanah, that come with an Elul. Elul is not about just thinking. Elul has a profound difference from any other month. You know, the names of the months came up from Elul, from Bavel. You know, when Klal Yisrael came back from Babel for the second Beis HaMikdash, the months had names. Those names were not Hebrew. They were in Lashon Bavli. But they brought those names with them. And those names became the names of the month, like we call them today, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz of Elul. Fascinatingly enough, Elul is the only month that when you go through Rishonim, Achronim, even modern Sfarim, you have all these things, ani l'dodi v'dodi li, right? Rashi Tevos, ish l're'ehu matanos le'evyonim. Do you have any of those for Nisan? Do you have any place where someone takes the word Nisan and says it stands for, I don't know, something? Only Elul. Elul has a unique status in the months of the Jewish calendar. And the unique status of Elul is the fact that it contains within it that expression that I used at the beginning, Hamelech Basodeh. It contains within it this closeness to the Ribono Shel Olam that's not contained anyplace else. Not when we sit at the Pesach Seder, not when we're having a good time on Purim, not when we're lighting the lights of Hanukkah, only on Elul. What is it about Elul? What does it mean, Hamelech Basodeh? What's the process of Elul? And here we go into something that becomes really the underpinnings of this whole tkufa of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and so on. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for compassion. Compassion, Rachmanus, is a feminine attribute. If you think about the word, Rachamim, Rachmanus, it's the same root word as rechem. A rechem is a womb. A womb is a place that a baby is carried, where a mother is giving of herself to her baby, only a woman. No matter what the world decides to do with cancel culture and whatever else, only a woman can still carry a baby in a womb inside her, in her rechem. We're saying, Rabbanu Shel Olam, be our mother. Treat us with compassion. Care about us on a different level. When we get to Rosh Hashanah and when we get to Yom Kippur and we get to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we move into a different model. We go into the model of Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king. On Rosh Hashanah, we stand up and we say, Im Kivanim, Im Ka'avadim. Are we sons or are we servants? But mother, that's Elul. Elul is Ke'ish Asher Imo Tenachamenu. That's the pasuk. A man is comforted by his mother. What is a mother? A mother, the essence of a mother is a rechem. The essence of a mother is the womb in which her own self is given to the baby. Her own nurture, her own everything she eats, all her nutrition, it's given to the baby. And that baby develops to the point where Chazal teach us, Uber Yerech Imo. The Uber, when a child is still a fetus, it's part of the mother. So in Elul, we have this feeling of closeness to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, like mommy. Mommy, can I have? I have to say, I saw a very cute clip. It said, ask your mother. If your mother says no, ask your grandmother. If your grandmother says no, forget it. That's never going to happen. So in that wonderful context of being a grandmother, there's something about the connection, the compassion, the feelings that come from a mother. It's not for nothing that when we get to the Rosh Hashanah davening, where we're actually standing in that place where things are really serious, we're in a Yom HaDin, that we're reading about the compassion of women to their children. The compassion, Sarah wanted a son. What did she want a son for? She didn't want a son, again, for the bugaboo. Chana didn't want the son to walk around with. They wanted it to be able to continue on, Am Yisrael. That's what they wanted. They wanted, Am zu yatzarti li tilasiyas haperu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created this nation for a reason, that they should praise me. That's what they wanted. They wanted a child to be able to praise Hashem, to be able to say, Acha sha'alti me'is Hashem osa avakei shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. That compassionate piece is a piece that's unique to women. It's so unique to women that there's the strangest piece in the Gemara about another woman who's included in our davening, albeit not by name, because we don't even know her name, but she's included in our davening at the highest point of our Rosh Hashanah davening. Who's that? The mother of Sisera. The mother of Sisera. Who was Sisera? Sisera was a general from Canaan during the time that Devorah, Hanaviyah, it's in Sefer Shoftim, when Devorah was the Navi, she was the Neviyah at the time. She sat under a Tomer Devorah, and he attacked Eretz Yisrael during the time of Devorah. And at the time, Devorah sends Barak ben Avinoam out to war against Sisera, against Canaan, to save Klal Yisrael from them. And Sisera gets killed by Yael, right? You all know the story. We learned it over and over and over again. Why am I bringing in the mother of Sisera over here? Because it says that the mother of Sisera, the pasuk says, Vatiyabev im Sisera, the mother of Sisera was crying, Ba'ad ha'eshnav. She was sitting at her window, looking out and saying, Madua boshesh richvo lavo. Why isn't he coming back? Now, I don't know who else here was a mother of a teenager, but those are memories that don't leave me. The night where I waited. Yes, you had a curfew of 11 o'clock. Did you turn up at 11 o'clock? No. And I'm sitting by the window and I'm not going to sleep. And I'm lying in my bed and I'm saying, where is he? I hope nothing happened. What happened? Where is he? That's a mother. The mother of whom? This is the mother of Sisera. Sisera was the Hitler. Sisera was Nasrallah. Sisera is the person who wants the pro-Palestinians who want from the river to the sea. That's who Sisera was. And the Gemara comes along and tells us, we blow 100 koilas. The minhag is to listen to 100 sounds of the shofar. Keneged, 100 cries of the mother of Sisera. So wait a second. What's going on here? The mother of Sisera is going to inform our shofar blowing when the shofar time is the time that we say the shofar is the time ki bifnim dami. It's like being in the Kodesh Kodeshim. It's being in the holiest place on the holiest day. The mother of Hitler, the mother of Nasrallah, the mother of, I don't know who you have over there in America that I don't want to say any names, and get myself into political trouble because whatever. Why is she the source for the 100 koilos that we're going to blow on Rosh Hashanah? Why is she included along with these wonderful matriarchs, Sarah Imenu, the mother of Am Yisrael, Rachel Imenu, who cries not just for her own children, for the children of Yosef and Binyamin, but for you and me? I'm a Bas Kohen. That means I come from Shevet Levi. I'm married to a Levi, which means all my children are from Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is one of Leah's children, not one of Rachel's children. What am I doing at Kever Rachel? Why am I going there to daven? Rachel mevakal baneh. Rachel doesn't just cry for her children. She cries for the children of Am Yisrael. That's compassion. The compassion is to feel connected. Connection is compassion. Aim Sisera, the mother of Sisera. What is she feeling at the time that she's sitting there and crying at the window, waiting for her son to come home from war, knowing he's got the most advanced army, he's got the most advanced weaponry, it can defy any of the scanners, it won't set off any sirens, it can bomb a whole building where different people are meeting, it can do anything because that's who Sisera was at the time. He had the most powerful army. There wasn't even a question of losing. Who's he fighting against? Bunch of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So she's sitting there by the window and she's saying, why isn't he coming? How long does it take to smash that Jewish army? How long does it take to push them from the river to the sea? How long does it take for him to come home triumphant? The Gemara says that the Trua, which is either what we have as a Shvarim or as a Trua, in other words, the broken sound of the shofar, is Keneged, the sound of crying. And if you think about crying, you think about the shofar, you know that sobbing place, which unfortunately we hear over and over and over again. She sighed and she cried and she groaned 100 times, and therefore we're going to blow the shofar 100 times. Makesha, what's the connection? Why is the shofar coming from the mother of Sisera? And here we really get into the underlying bottom of what this is all about, what Elul, Shofar, Rosh Hashanah is all about. And what it's about is the mixed emotions. The mixed emotions that I began with, the mixed emotions of starting going into Elul, with our boots shaking, with our hands shaking, knowing it's Elul, knowing it's Yom HaDin, to the concerts of Slichus, to the Simcha of the Sephardi Slichus, to the excitement that comes. Every teenager in the country here is going to Slichus. It doesn't matter who they are. It's an opportunity. I live in Shaarei Chesed. I'm sitting here looking out over here at the Gros Shul. Every evening, we have groups of tourists coming around, Israelis, but not religious Israelis. They go on what's called a Slichus tour. What's a Slichus tour? They go through Nachlaot, they come through Shaarei Chesed, they go through the old areas of Eretz Yisrael, and they stop at the shuls late at night, and they hear some Slichus, and they say some Slichus. What is it? It's Em Sisra. The mother of Sisra demonstrates for us that feeling of mixed emotions. Emotions are very, very interesting altogether. Emotions don't have words. You can't put it. I'm so happy, I have no words to explain it. I'm so hurt by what she did, I can't even put it into words. I'm so excited about this. There's no words to express my excitement. As a matter of fact, if you look at some of the old quotes about music, it says that music is the next step where words leave off, we go for music. Because in the music, you can express something that's not limited. Words, by definition, are limited. Sisera's mother is sitting by her window with an uncertainty. On the one hand, with the confidence, with the knowledge, what a strong man he is, what a warrior he is, what he's out to accomplish, what he's going to do, what he's going to come back with. And on the other hand, one second, Madua boshesh richvolavo. Why isn't he coming yet? It's late. He should have come already. Where is he? Why hasn't he come back? That's our Rosh Hashanah. That's our shofar. Our shofar is not words. Our shofar is not an expression of I want. One of the first things little children learn how to say is I want. It's not an I want. Shofar is not I want. Shofar is an emotional expression of who we are, of what we're here for, of our fear of the Yom HaDin, and at the same time, our joy. Ata bechartanu mikol ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're coming to us. HaMelech Basadeh. You're coming to my house. You're coming to visit me. You're coming to be part of my life. You're in my life. So we go with this mixed emotion. That mixed emotion doesn't have words. Who was the best expresser of that mixed emotion? The mother of Sisera. And she cried. And in her crying, she said, on the one hand, I have confidence in him. I have confidence in who he is. At the same time, I'm worried. I'm concerned. And her servants tried to console her and tell her, don't worry. There's so much spoils. There's so much going on. They took so much riches. They have to divide it up. She says, you don't get it. No riches in the world can answer for a mother's love for her son, even a Rasha. Em Sisra cries 100 cries and expresses to us the mixed emotion, not a hugger, not I don't care whether he lives or dies, just save me. I shouldn't have to see it. But that mixed feeling of yes, to laugh, to cry, to be excited, to be anxious, to be nervous. That's what the shofar does for us. The shofar gives us an opportunity to get beyond our cognitive functioning, to get beyond our manipulative brain, and to get down into the heart of things that words can't express, that words are too limited to express, that words can't possibly express. And what's down there? We know what's down there. What's down there is the feelings of pain, what Eretz Yisrael is going through, the Milchama, the ongoing, we're finishing 2 full years of war. How many hundreds of beautiful boys have been buried, have been wounded, have been maimed for life? We're fighting for the right to exist. And at the same time, that passion and the emuna and the confidence that here we are, that you come out of being a hostage by Hamas and able to say, emuna saw me through it. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come out and to hear that that's what's going on. That's what's underlying it. We are as torn as Sisera's mother. We may have chatayim, every one of us. Our chatayim will not impede the answer to the tefillah. The question is, what are we feeling? And you know, we're pretty shut down. We're pretty frozen. We unfortunately, you hear another story and another story, and they show you another video and another video and a video of Ramot and a video of Gaza. You see them blowing up another building. You see them blowing up in Doha. You see them after a while. Okay, it's another building being blown up. So you see a bunch of Zaka guys and a bunch of Hatzolah guys and a bunch of Mada guys and all of them standing around. Is it touching us? Is it getting in there? And this is the question on the bracha of shofar. The bracha that we're going to make on Rosh Hashanah, that the person who's blowing the shofar is going to make, is not Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu litkoa bashofar, but what? Lishmoa kol shofar. To hear. To hear doesn't just mean to listen. To hear something, you know, in Yiddish, there's a very beautiful word. There's a word to der her. To der her means more than just to hear it, to integrate it, to understand what it's referencing, to get into the underpinnings of it. That's the kol shofar. The kol shofar that's taken from Sisera's mother's cries says to us, feel it. What are you feeling right now? Not what are you thinking right now? Can you feel the call of the shofar? Can you actively listen to the shofar? Can you connect to the shofar? Can you connect? And we prepare for it, all of Elul. We practice connecting to the shofar. I live across the street from a shul. I hear shofar from Nate's till I won't tell you what time. When they're blowing shofar at Shacharis, I hear shofar over and over and over and over again. And after a while, you block it out. But when I heard the siren 2 nights ago, we had a siren. I heard that siren, even though I had heard it over and over and over again. When I heard it, my heart jumped. I said, oh no, here we go again. And I went running to a miklat. Why? But not because of what I thought, because of what I felt, because it enters a person on a different level. The siren does not say stop, like a stop sign says. Doesn't need to say anything, doesn't need words. The siren penetrates, the siren goes in, the shofar goes in, and feel it. What are you feeling? What's going on for you? You have the mixed feelings of Aim Sisra. We have the wonderful feelings of connection to the Rabbeinu Shlalom, the wonderful feelings of being in Am HaNivcha, and the pain of everything going on. And sometimes it's really, really hard. How did you know that I had on my paper in front of me the words Vegilu Bira Adah? That's exactly the words that I have here. I grew up with that from my father. My father, Zichrono Livracha, was a Talmud of Rav Hüttner in Chaim Berlin. And this was a musug that was very important over there. Gilu bira adam. Feel the happiness with trepidation, with trembling, with fear. Be there and feel it. That's what the shofar is about. And you know, as we go through the pain that we go through, unfortunately, a lot of people say, What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? What's that story by Ramot, by Tzomet Ramot, that just took place on Monday? What just happened? Avreichem, beautiful people, Torah Dikayidin. What's happening over here? And this is the place where we have to dig deep. And we have to feel the feeling of confidence. Confidence of what? And David HaMelech says it so beautifully in Tehillim, Ki gamul alei imo. Gamul alei imo is a nursing baby who's finished nursing and is now resting on his mother. It's a total feeling of confidence, of security, of stability, of compassion, of peace. And that's what we need to dig into. That's what we need to get to. Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem osa avakesh. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the feeling, not shifti be'es Hashem kol yimei chayei. I want to go sit in a beis medrash and learn Gemara and make a siyum hashas. No, I want that my life should be connected. I want to hear the shofar sound and I want to feel it. I don't just want to think it. I want to feel it. I want to feel the compassion. I want to be there. I want to be there with every part of me. And that's what we say before we blow the shofar. Ashrei ha'am yodei teruah. What does it mean to know teruah? The word yediyah in the Torah is a word of intimacy. Vayeda odom eschava ishto. It's a word of connection. The closest connection that can take place between a man and a wife is that connection of yediyah. We say, Ashrei ha'am, how lucky is the nation, yodei teruah, that can connect with intimacy to the sounds of the shofar. What do we say? Hashem ba'or panecha yehaleichon. We just want to walk in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Walking in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean to sit in the Beis Medrash. It means to live a life of internalizing, of kavana, of connection, of being over there. And that's exactly what we're doing in the Kriya. We're reading about Sarah, Imenu. We're reading about Hannah. We're reading about Rachel, Imenu. We're basing it on Ein Sisra, we're saying no matter what, a mother can embrace differently than a father. Avinu Malkeinu, that's one level. Elul, ani ledodi vedodi li. I am to my lover. I am to my beloved as he is to me. Women, ki ish asher imo tenachamenu. Ki gamul alei imo. We look at those words and we notice that the word of shana, the year, is the only word of time that's in feminine. Yom, Shavua, Chodesh are masculine. The shana includes. It can include within it the Yom, it can include within it the Shavua, it can include within it the Chodesh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, no matter what we've done, He promised us. And this was just not so long ago, a month and a little bit ago. We were sitting on the floor in Shul and we were saying, Ki imma'os ma'astanu katzavta aleinu ad ma'od. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us, Lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim, I will never give you up, Klal Yisrael. No matter what you do, no matter what happens, no matter what the future brings, you are my nation. And the last words that we said in Eicha, the last words we said when we were sitting in the air in the shul on the floor, the last thing we said was, Hashiveinu Hashem. Elecha v'nashuva, chadesh yameinu kikedem. Take us back. Take us back to the places where we have the people who wanted what they wanted for the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ki imma'os ma'astanu, even if we've been bad, and even if we've exasperated you, and even if we've sinned, and even if we've done terrible things, Katsavta aleinu admaot. We have suffered. We're suffering. Am Yisrael is suffering on an individual level, on a national level, wherever they are, in every country. We don't feel the same way as we felt last year at this time. We feel threatened on a certain level. We wonder about this Mamdani fellow, what's going to happen in New York. We wonder about the riots that are taking place all across Europe. We wonder about all this river to the sea. We wonder about the universities. We say, is this the same thing as what happened in Europe? What should we be doing? Where are we? How should we be responding? And the response is the last pasuk that we repeat. We say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadesh yameinu kikedem. That's how we go from Av into Elul with a Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. And then we go into Elul and we are kigamul alei imo hamelech basode. The king is in the field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. And if you read through all our Jewish magazines and all the things that are published over and over again, there's so many tsuras. There's so much going on, unfortunately. Children leaving the home, children leaving the derech, parents getting separated, parents getting divorced, children struggling, drug use, all of that. We just want one thing. We want to be in the rechem. We want to go back into that womb. Chodesh harachamim v'haslichos. We're in it right now. We're in the womb. We're in the chodesh of rachamim, of a rechem, of the womb. And we just say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. Please, Hashem, take us back. Let us come back. Let us be back. Let us be with you. Ashrei ha'om yodei teruah, Hashem ba'or panecha yalekun. When we say lishmoa kol shofar, we're talking about not just to hear the sound, but to feel the sound. Active listening, active feeling. Feel it inside. And just an aside, I saw the Medrash brings down that the result of the tears of Aim Sisera was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a descendant from that family, and that's where not one tear that is shed, even when it's shed for the wrong reasons, but it's shed with a sense of, I am not in control, Hashem is in control. What's going on here? Every tear is precious to the Rabbanu Shlomo. And it's hard. It's hard sometimes to cry. It's easy to cry when something hurts me. It's hard to cry when something hurts Hashem. But to cry, to feel, to connect, lishmoa kol shofar, that is, what do I want? What do I aspire to? What is my passion? This is what I want. This is what I aspire to. This is my passion. My passion, my desire is to be connected, not to be alone. Nobody wants to be alone. Just connect, connect, connect. And every time there's a tzara, and every time we cry over a tzara, we're not crying just because, ouch, this hurts me. We're crying because it hurts the Rabbanu Shlomo. And because we're waiting for the time that we could really be that nation that symbolizes to the rest of the world, what does it mean to be an Am HaNivchar, to be a chosen people? What does it mean to be the moon that reflects the Rabbanu Shlomo? What does it mean to be the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no matter what you do, you will always be mine? Yisrael, afal pi shechata, Yisrael hu. And we really need to daven this yontif differently. We need to daven globally. We need to daven like Rachel mevaka al boneha. Not my kids, not my tzaras, not just my personal Yosef and Binyamin, but Rachel mevaka al boneha me'ana lehinochem till HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to us, v'shavu bonim legvulam. The hostages, the soldiers, the Yidden that are lost from Yiddishkeit, the people who have moved away, v'shavu banim legvulam. We should really be zochem yetz Hashem this year to internalize, to take it actively, to to be lishmoa kol shofar, to be able to say vigilu bira'ada, to feel the feelings and to connect in a bigger way, in a more global way, so that we should be zoicha be'emes to Mashiach Tzidkenu. Amen.
Wow.
That was very beautiful. Do you have time for some questions? Does anyone have anything?
Yes, I have a question.
Who's I?
Me. Me, Leah
Mirabella
Hanavia. Yeah, that's Shir Small's name for me. I just wanted to know when you said that Shana is only the only feminine description of time, and my diktuk is very big. What about Shavua and Sha'a?
Right, because no, Shavua not, but Sha'a and Daka are, but those are not time frames. Is it, there's a framing of time.
Okay.
Time is framed by week, by month. How do we frame time, right? Really, every day is the same, if you think about it, right? The
Right.
sun rises, the sun sets, the sun rises, the sun sets. It's all the same. So how do we frame time? We create brackets of time. We don't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the bracket of time in Bereshis when he made a 7-day week. That's a bracket of time. Bracket means it has a, it's a container. It contains within it. So Shana contains within it the other brackets of time.
And
It can
Shavua is
contain.
not feminine. Shavua is
No,
not feminine.
Shavua is an ayin. It's not an al, it's not an ohe.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much for explaining that. I was just curious.
No problem. Question, comment, feedback, anybody, something. Blank.
Feedback,
Okay.
it was
Hi.
amazing. Amazing.
Your better
Amazing.
half. We would love to know your name.
My name?
You're muted. Unmute yourself.
Whose name do you want to know? Your
Uh,
better
she,
half?
she's yeah, she you but
Can you unmute?
you're muted. You
No,
have
you
to
have to unmute.
unmute.
Okay, I'm unmuted. I'm unmuted.
Good.
Beth Jawari, this is the device I use when I'm on my husband's shiurim, and he called me this. So that's why, and I couldn't change it quickly enough for the shiur today. But always a pleasure to hear my dear friend Ricky and learn from her and given me lots of things to think about this as we go through the rest of Elul here and move into Yamim Noraim.
Thank you, Beth. It's
Thanks.
wonderful to see you. I was looking at you before because you were one of the few people that had your camera open, and I'm saying, is that Beth? So thank you.
Yes.
It's
Thank you.
always wonderful to see you. Beth and I were youngsters together,
Indeed.
trying to raise a family, trying to include within our rechem what was coming next and give the self to the other. Yes, you were a good friend.
And
You
you.
still are.
Yes, we are.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I just had a
Sorry.
comment that I put in. Hi. First of all, I want to say hi. I don't know if you recognize me at my shaytel, but hello. So nice to see you. And you made me cry. So thank you for that. Because with all the, it's so much intellectual, but at the end of the day, even instinctively, like my tefillos have changed in the last 2 years to start with global tefillah, because there's nothing that's felt big enough to ask for that was bigger than all the things we need as a nation. And it's just become all encompassing. And just asking for Mashiach and for Yeshua and for us to be, in Eretz Yisrael and Tev is the answer to all of those things that we all individually need. And so this collective tefillah and this idea that we are all in this together on this boat that, needs to sail to Eretz Yisrael is just very, it's very powerful. So thank you for that. And then I had heard, I think it was Rabbi Breidowitz who said about Sisra's mother that it shows us the power of tefillah, that even an evil person who davens, Hashem like actually collected her tefillos and they were powerful enough to evoke, a response. And like that, and the Satan, is always ready to have what to say. And so the 100 kolos are to, for the 100 cries that she had are to neutralize the, the power of her tefillos and give us the edge that we need to come in, which reminds me of, David HaMelech when he was writing the Tehillim, that, I believe it was Nebuchadnezzar who started to, started to praise Hashem and they shut him down because tefillah and praising Hashem, there's power there no matter where it comes from. And so knowing that gives us, we have the tools to make a difference with our tefillah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of understandings of the different levels of Em Sisra, why she gets to go lifnei v'lifnim. And one of the things about it is the idea of taka shari demos lo ninalu, the power that tears have. So I was reading in a scientific article that said that if you take the tears of a person and you put them under a microscope, you can identify the hormones. If it's a tear of sadness, if it's a tear of pain, if it's a
Wow.
tear of joy, the tears that we think are just tears, each one of them is different. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects them. And he doesn't collect them in one big cup, but he understands it's the Ribono Shel Olam. He's bochen kloyos v'leiv. He knows what's really going on. And it's so fascinating because it's only recently, I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent, but bear with me or leave. It's only recently how much the papers and the news and the explorations are talking about, the sciences are talking about gut health and how gut health is so important, what you eat and what's going on in your inner business. And we always had that question, what is bochen kloyos v'leiv? God looks after our. He understands what's going on in our kidneys and in our heart. The heart part we get, but what's the kidneys? And that's what it is. It's what's in our gut. Where is that coming from? Is it a tear of jealousy? Is it a tear of anger? Is it a tear of hatred? Or is it a tear of like what you're saying, of global, of wanting, of just achas sha'alti? There's only one thing that's underneath all my wants. Everything is just for one thing. So thank you for sharing that. Okay, so I wish everyone a ksiva v'chasima tova. Thank you for joining us today, and special thanks to those of you who opened your cameras and were actually faces for me to look at as I spoke instead of just dominoes. Thank you.
Thank you, Edison Ricky.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you, Chanaruchel.
So
it's awesome
Amazing.
to see you.
Yes,
Amazing.
I have to turn my camera on, at least say hi for a minute.
I don't even know how to open my camera, but I want to say thank you so much to Ricky. I know you, Ricky, from a long time. It's Shani Goldfisher from Muncie. Thank you
Oh, hi,
so much.
Shani.
Hi, Ricky. You're delicious as always, and I just feel so it's so special to hear you every time.
Thank
It's
you.
not often enough. I'm not zochah to live in Eretz Yisrael and come to hear you every week, but I know all about it. I hear from people who go, including my daughter and other people, and you're just terrific. So, I
Thank you
to
so much.
you
Thank
and your
you.
entire family.
Thank you.
Thank
Amen.
you.
Good bench, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Good bench,
everyone.
dear.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.